The most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway. From karts to NASCAR. If it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing Report.
And good morning and happy race day. Actually, we can't really call it race day thanks to Tropical Storm Karen coming through. But boy, I tell you what, there is lots of racing that has happened and will continue to happen. How about it? Champions have been named at some of the tracks. So here's what we've got today. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, Deep South Speedway, and Mobile Regional Airport giving you today's show. Now, Tim Bryant is standing by, but if you haven't heard, obviously that last Super Series race had to be canceled because of the tropical storm. At the time, we thought it was going to be a hurricane. There's lots to talk about with Tim. They have rescheduled the locals for October 12th and only $5 to get in. And also, they're starting to get names now at Five Flag Speedway for the Snowball Derby, so stand by there. Joe McArdle is on the way. Last night, it was clear, perfect for the racing, and what they did is they took a two-night show and put it all in one night, so I hope he's up this morning. I know he had a late night with the Pro Challenge National event, and one of my friends and drivers on USFD Racing, he's a teammate of mine, Dave Nolan, was right in the mix during the race, and he's got an interesting couple of stories to tell you. Typical racing last night there at Sunny South Raceway. Jay Wells is going to come on with Deep South Speedway. They crammed up the champions, and they got them all in last Saturday, and it was a big event. Of course, they had Sweet Home Alabama there doing a lot of filming, so a lot of you guys that were there at the crowd at the track will be on TV, which is pretty cool, and there's more. Hang on. Matt Weaver with SB Nations coming on. Talk about Kevin Harvick. Got his first pole in Kansas since 2006. And have you heard about the IndyCar news? Now, during the month of May, they're having the inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis. Now, listen for that. The inaugural Grand Prix Indianapolis. At the end of the show, I'm going to ask you what the name of the race is at Indianapolis. And if you got it, meet me at the studios here in Mobile at 9 o'clock. I've got two tickets to Bayfest tonight and tomorrow and VIP passes for Sunday. Now, we were going to use those over Tim Bryant's track, but darn it, Tim, we had to do what we've done a lot this year and had to cancel the shows. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kane, and Tropical Storm Karen was bearing down on us, and with the type of event we had scheduled for this weekend, we were kind of forced to make a somewhat early call. We had drivers coming from about nine states in, and they weren't too excited about traveling into an area under a tropical storm watch with the possibility of it being upgraded to a hurricane watch, and I don't know, it appears Karen has simmered down a little bit overnight, so you always wonder, well, could I or should I or what have you, but under the circumstances with the people traveling, believe it was the right call, and we'll just postpone tonight and to next week. Hopefully those folks that had wanted to go to Bayfest, hey, this was Bayfest weekend all along. This was a rescheduled event on a date we really didn't want to start with, so sometimes I guess things happen for a reason. So hopefully the locals can go down and enjoy Bayfest tonight under fair conditions, and we'll come back next Saturday night. It'll be all about our local divisions. Unfortunately, our super late model racing just took a hard hit this year at MIS. We saw a couple of great races, but with the schedule, that's what you run into with a touring series like the Southern Super Series, there is just no place to reschedule. So, although an abbreviated series, young John Hunter Nemechek will be crowned as the MIS champion, and I tell you what, that's not only a feather in the cap for young Nemechek, but probably a feather in the cap for Mobile International Speedway, because there's a guy that's going to be a name in racing for years to come.
Yeah, and he earned it this year, and we've talked about it before. Every time he beat the show, obviously Dad, the NASCAR driver, and even Grandma was so exciting to watch while they come. I mean, I was watching them as much as I was watching him on the track.
Well, the Nemechek's have a long history in racing, and John Hunter, I do believe, is set to take over his dad in the pinnacle of his career on the Sprint Cup Series and the Nationwide Series, and a couple more years, John Hunter will be old enough to get to NASCAR. Certainly, we hope and expect to see him back at MIS next year defending his Miller Lite title.
You know, I've talked to him before, and he says he loves the track. He loves the speed. You get a lot of these guys that come from the NASCAR ranks, and definitely I think the ARCA races also helped a little bit get more notoriety to Mobile International Speedway. And, I mean, you still every once in a while will hear about a truck team sneaking down, or sometimes you have a lot of testing from some of the big wigs coming to your track.
Absolutely, and you know, you talk about John Hunter, like in Mobile Speedway, as does Kyle Benjamin, an Easley, South Carolina driver who calls Mobile International Speedway his home track.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that's a compliment to any speedway.
Well, let's go back last weekend. Some major racing going on a Saturday. You guys, first of all, if you haven't seen it all over Facebook, the pictures of the big fiery wreck that happened in the late model race. And then the kicker on this is one of the people that was in the car, if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe has cerebral palsy and has to be helped in and out of the car as he races, and he was the one that was on fire. What happened?
Well, you refer to Troy Grisoffi. Yes. It was an all-Louisiana crash and burn situation last week as Troy Grisoffi and Cody Carl were racing mid-pack for position in the Alan Turner Tune-Up 100, which was ultimately won by Chase Elliott, by the way. Strong field of cars, and it was fairly early in the race. Two cars got together, and Troy's car backed into the turn three wall. The fuel cell erupted, and we had one heck of a fire. Troy has certainly, he's physically able and cleared to be a race car driver. There's no safety issues with that. He does take a little assistance to get in and out of the car when it's available. In this particular case, he was getting out on his own, but our safety workers were Johnny on the spot and were there to help him once he got the winding net down and up on the left driver's door. They helped him get out of there. The flames were all around the car.
Yeah.
Cody was able to get out on his own. It was a very scary situation, but both drivers were okay. Our track's a little charred in the turn three and four area. We've got some painting to do on our concrete walls, but hey, as we head towards the snowball, it's time to spiff things up anyway. And again, on a final note, the main thing is everyone was safe, and it certainly threw a scare into the fans, but you know, gosh, it's racing. I mean, you know, these cars are very, very safe nowadays, but we're never going to take the complete element of danger out of racing.
No, that's part of the game you play. Absolutely. You know, I want to go over through your 2013 track champions because every one of them earned it this year at Five Flag Speedway. You got some young people there, man. I'm looking at Garrett Jones. He's so tiny in that picture. I'm like, man, how can he reach the pedals? He's a fast driver too, though, isn't he?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of another John Hunter Nemechek story. Garrett Jones winning the Alan Turner Series Pro Late Model Championship at Pensacola. He's just 14 years old. He's a North Carolina resident now, with some ties to Dale Jr., who kind of monitors his career. He's got some good people behind him, and I tell you, he gets up on the wheel like anybody's business, and had a torrid battle last week with Bryce Dulabon, who really shocked the racing world when he pulled out of the pit area for the first practice in a Bubba Pollard machine last week. Those guys pulled out all the stops to try to overtake Garrett for the championship. And, of course, you know, Bryce probably has the strongest fan base on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
So there was just a lot of drama in the air. He sat on the pole. Garrett qualified 28th, so there was actually a shift in the standings just through time trials. So they were essentially racing for position and the championship during the race. And Bryce left from the pole, led the early part of the race, had a little bit of trouble, had to make a pit stop, had to come from the rear. At that point, Garrett had advanced up to about 8th position, and at the checkered flag, Bryce was right on his bumper, so it just couldn't have been any more dramatic.
That's what you want in a championship race. Now, some of the other ones, let's talk about, like the Butler, you pull the Bombers. Michael Nelson, he pretty much had that locked up, if I'm correct.
He did. By taking the green, he clinched the championship last year, coming off a 2012 Snowball Derby win, so congratulations to Michael on that.
And a great run with your sportsman class. And Steve Buttrick, man, he did it, and he had to earn it again this year because he wadded up the car, got a little help doing that a couple of weeks ago. But obviously, tell us how the car ran on last Saturday.
Well, I mean, he came back strong, that's for sure. Didn't come back as strong, perhaps, as he had been, or Brandon Fowler has stepped up his game as he won his second race in a row. Steve came home second and, you know, pulled off the championship. Is poised to win the championship at MIS, but I'm telling you, it's not a lock. He's called me like three times this week, wondering about the weather. He's actually got a trip scheduled out of town for next weekend. He's leaving on Sunday. He's nervous as a cat that if we rain out Saturday night, we'll race on Sunday afternoon, which would be our plan, by the way, for next week. But looking at the long-term forecast, I think we're safe for next week. So, Steve is here in that blue 33.
Well, let me ask you also, the pro trucks, that's been a good battle with Chopper Stackner and J.J. Day. And it was close again. This it's your track over there at Five Flags. J.J. tried to pull it off but didn't have enough, did he?
Well, it was kind of a repeat of MIS at Five Flags Speedway between those two. And, maybe it's just fate that they each had a championship. Of course, J.J., the MIS champion. Chopper won all the races at Pensacola, but the points stayed tight because J.J. had won some heat races, some good qualifying runs that kept him right there in the hunt. But when it was all set, then Chopper Stagner, 2013 champion.
So great runs at each track, and of course we'll crown the champions because the Super Series canceled because of the threat of rain, and the storm looked like it was going to be worse than what it actually, I think, is going to be, which is great for everybody on the Gulf Coast. But again, when these guys are traveling from the Carolinas, like you said, Tim, nine states, you got to do what's right. It costs a lot of money to pull a trailer just from Baldwin County over here. I can't imagine these guys bringing the circus that they have to bring.
Well, I mean, they started calling on Monday to see what our, you know, plan was in the case of weather, and we waited as long as we could until Thursday evening to make a call, and it just seemed like a call that we had to make. So, we're sorry to the race fans who love super late models. We love seeing them race at MIS, but you know what? It won't be long until 2014, and we'll be back going strong.
Well, the 46th Snowball Derby, tickets are available now. You can call the track, go to fiveflagspeedway.com, get the information. And what you guys have done on the website, I love. You've got certain pages with some of the names of some of the drivers that are starting to check in. A lot of the local guys that you've seen are not local, but regional. You talk about some of the young guys like Kyle Benjamin, Anderson Bowen. They're already ready to come in for the Snowflake 100 and the Derby.
Yeah, the entry list is looking really good. Speaking of local drivers, we'd like to encourage as many locals to go ahead for two reasons. One of which is there is a discount for an early entry. The deadline is sometime in November, so there's still plenty of time to beat that deadline and save a little money on the entry fee. But more importantly, we want to try to publicize the local guys even more this year. The Snowball Derby, as you know, is 4 days of racing. It culminates with the 300-lap super late model race on Sunday. But the Thursday night race is big to the local guys, the Friday night race, and of course this year on Saturday, we're adding in the pro truck division. So we'd like to spread some publicity amongst our local drivers as being part of the Snowball. So once those guys file those entries, they can start looking for their names and pictures on our website.
Well, Tim, I know it's going to be busy next weekend, but we'll have you back on the show next Saturday. Talk about the local guys again and maybe get a couple of these local champions on the show the next week or so afterwards. Like you said, really give these local guys a chance to thank the sponsors and obviously try to get a few more into next year.
Well, as I say, unfortunately, it just wasn't meant to be this weekend, but we're really looking forward to next weekend. Crowning some local champions at just a $5 ticket makes it very affordable. So tell your friends and families, and let's come out and support these local guys and crown some champions next Saturday night.
There you go. Thank you, Tim. That's Tim Bryant. And again, he gets a weekend off, but not next weekend. Hey, more racing continuing. We had the Pro Challenge Nationals last night at Sunny South. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, later podcast on usfdracing.org. And actually, you've got one of my teammates that ran last night in the Pro Challenge Cars and Trucks, Dave Nolan, and he's got some stories to tell from the driver's view. Here's a national event that comes into one of the best-kept secrets of a track, really, on the Gulf Coast, and we want to get the word out. Sunny South Raceway, and Joe McArdle was there last night. And Joe, again, you did what a lot of tracks couldn't do. You got not a one-day show, but a two-day show done in one day without rain when a tropical storm's coming in. So do you have the straight number to God? How did you do that?
Well, we crossed our fingers, and we done a lot of praying.
Yeah.
And I tell you, we started off about 4:30. It drizzled on us. Mm-hmm. And then again, maybe 5:30. And then that was the end of that. We came out last night with a beautiful night. Probably the only racetrack down this area that was able to race.
Yeah.
But yes, we pulled off a two-day show, and the secret is qualify and run features.
Forget about the heats, just move on.
Forget about the heats, just move on. I mean, you don't have to worry about the invert. you don't have to worry about finding who did what and why. But we had a good night last night, and I'd like to take the time. That was our last race
yes.
of the season.
Yes.
I'd like to take the time to thank everybody that's ever came to Sunny South, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be driver, fan, crew chief, tire man, whatever.
Yeah.
We had a good season.
Mm-hmm.
We will be back next year with good. A bigger and better season.
Yeah, and everybody's in place there, and it seems I think the addition of the go-karts has been incredible. You know, you've got the obviously you've got the Mighty Mites, which is just taken off. Well, I remember you guys sharing the idea on the show, said we're thinking about doing this, and look what it's become. It's become two classes. You've got the Mighty Mites, which these young guys are not afraid to go fast, young girls too, and then you've got the Junior One Clone Champ Karts, and these for people who don't know or listening to the show, they look like a miniature sprint car. But these kids are 5 years old, and they've got full harnesses in, helmet, they've got the Hans device. I mean, these parents are investing to get these kids to go out there and race, and man, they don't lift even if they're spinning, man.
Well, and that is true. The Mighty Mites really took off.
Yeah.
For a 2-year class. We moved probably 6-7 of them up this year to Junior mm-hmm. One. And we are going to grow the go kart class. That's all I can say at this point.
Oh yeah.
But get used to go karts. And it looks like next year we're going to push Pro Challenge as our biggest car.
Ooh, wow. And, well, let's talk about, like, you had people from around the country coming to this. How was it last night?
Well, we had 42 cars signed in the front gate. We ran two 40-lap features
wow.
for Pro Challenge. Qualified them two different times. Impounded the cars, impounded the tires, the whole 9 yards.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it was one of them things where when you come off the track after qualifying,
yeah.
you went to the impound area, car and everything.
Wow.
And we had some help. Pro Challenge brought in their tech people. Good night for Pro Challenge. Cole Daffron broke his own record. He went from a 12:31 to a 12:26.
Dang.
First race on the get-go. Our boy Billy Elmore had to go to the rear
Ooh.
In the 3 Monte Carlo. And let me tell you something. He knew what he had to do.
And he did it, didn't he?
Right. He
wow.
was patient. He come back through. Pro Challenge has a rule that every restart's a double foul.
Yeah.
But no choose.
Oh, they don't have the choose flag. Now, explain what the choose flag is for folks who don't know, because I've never seen it until down here in the Gulf Coast.
Well, the choose flag is all our restarts at Sunny South are double foul. But we will put a cone, say, out there in number 4 turn, and as you come around the cone, you can elect to choose or not. You can go front row outside or you stay in third place. It's called choose.
Yep, yep.
Either side of the cone depends on what line you start in. Okay, Pro Challenge does double foul restart, but no choose. Second place has to go to front row outside.
Yeah, yeah. Ah,
so
wow.
Billy made up his mind coming through the pack that he did not want to be caught in second place. So he went for the lead a little bit earlier than what he thought and won the race.
Oh, wow. How about it? How
and
about
won
it?
Won the race.
Jeez.
I mean, won the race.
He had to be turning some heads in. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right. But then he come back in the second race.
Yeah.
Got as high as second, lost the handle on his car, finished third.
Man.
Well, the national champion, Joseph Pilato out of Birmingham,
Ooh.
Won that race, and our Cole Daffron finished second.
How does that make you feel as a track owner, knowing that the guys who run these in the country, the championship, your track is their home track? That's awesome.
Well, really. I mean, here's Cole Daffron that's made every race
yep.
out of Pell City.
Yep.
He's made every race this year. Well, it paid off
Man.
Last night. It paid off. He broke his own record.
Mm.
He went up there and ran a strong second. And I know. And he finished second in national points. And Joseph Pilato finished first. So we have Alabama 1-2 in the national points.
And you know where they're racing. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Let me ask you had other classes too, though. You had the karts and you also had the legends, and Special Driver won that legend race, I heard.
Man, let me tell you, I don't need to tell everybody, but I will.
Good.
The legends is close to my heart. I have two legends.
Yeah.
I've had two legends for the last probably 5 years. That is where I love the race.
Yeah.
I love Pro Challenge, but I like Legends even better.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this little white car that we built special for a kidney transplant patient.
What did he tell you? What did he tell you and why you built that? I love the story.
Yeah. He says, Dad, he says, all I want when I come back is a new car. And I'm going, well, hey, that is simple, you know. And I said, I'll have the car waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came back. His operation was 4 weeks old this past Thursday.
Just a month, yeah.
And he come back, and he sat on the pole.
Wow.
At 1308. We had Clayton Green out of Texas at 1310. So they were front row.
Wow.
And he went out there and show them guys what racing's about.
Oh, my gosh. How about that? So a month after a kidney transplant, 2 weeks ago, right. He's already racing. Now he takes the win. That's that proud right. Papa moment. How about it?
Right. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Well, that's awesome. Now, how about the carts, too? Because those guys ran as well.
Okay. We had in the Senior Pro clone, we had Tatum Wilson sitting on the pole with Eric Wilkerson on the outside. And I think, McLeod.
Mm-hmm.
They finished 1, 2, 3 in qualifying, and that's the way they went out there and won the feature.
Now that you've got your racing completed, you're going to be working on a schedule on the off season. Obviously, you'll get it out as quickly as you can. Do you want to mention the champions of this year? Do you have them all in front of you? If not, we can do it another show. And also,
well, we got a banquet schedule, and I would probably have them all together next show.
Okay. So you'll have the banquet. You already got all it right. scheduled and ready. We'll announce all that right. next show then.
Right. There was one of them that points wise is going to be kind of close. All the rest of them was kind of settled.
Okay. Well, we'll get it all figured out for next race. And I want to go to Dave Nolan because he was right in the middle of that mix of the race last night. I want to thank you for, again, being a big part of the show this year. And we look forward to hopefully working with you again next year and bringing so much more publicity to the wonderful track. You've got two national events in the past couple of years, and it's just going to continue to get better. And I love your track.
Well, thank you for that, and we love working with you guys this year.
All right, thank you so much. Again, that's Joe McCardle, and again, coming back in on the phone, my teammate on United States Fire Department Racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, and lives here in the Florida area. We've got Dave Nolan. And Dave, last night, just talking with McCardle, that many Pro Challenge cars and trucks, that must have been almost overwhelming. And then for the first time, you and your brother back together racing in the same class that's been like that for a while.
Yes, sir.
How was it? Let's talk about how many cars you guys had out there. How did you guys start off? I saw a little Facebook post, and I said, I got to get them on the air today. How did the day start for you?
Well, we started off, we went through tech. Andrew flew right through that, and then we were right after. Well, we got up mm-hmm. there, and it seemed like the nose was too wide.
Really?
Yeah, it was all flared out. So we went back and thought we fixed it, came back in, it was still too far out.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually went back and put braces in and actually really pulled it back. So after that, then we went out. We didn't have any practice at all. Mm-hmm. No, we had one round of practice. And we had, there was like a bump in the steering somewhere mm-hmm. where it got tight. So we had actually Jeremy Ray, he was there with us. He runs Super Stocks with us. Well, not 2 seconds from looking at the car, he's like, well, there's your problem.
Wow.
The steering rod was hitting the oil filter.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
So we actually, about that time, we had the driver's meeting, and we didn't know. We were just going to leave it like it was because we didn't know how to fix it. Well, we came back, and Dad had his little epiphany. So we moved the steering from the top. We could move it from the Heim joint. We lowered the Heim joint it was got off the steering.
Oh, you guys have come up with some creative stuff to help my bomber, too. So you guys, you guys were inspiring at the track, I'm telling you. Well, let me ask you what happened in that first 40-lap feature. You said something about missing a shift, and what happened?
Well, it seemed like everybody was had that bug.
Yeah.
We started on the inside, and Tucker Yance was on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my shifting's all weird. I'm used to that H pattern in our super stock.
Yeah.
Well, first, I went up there and pulled it back. Well, that was wrong.
Oh, no.
So we were already slowed down after that. Then I pushed it forward for second. We're going down the straightaway. Was going into turn one, and I shifted back to first again.
Ooh, wow.
Like, come on.
So you have that, though. I'm sure it's probably pretty hairy racing with as many cars that were there, too. It's a big field.
Yes, sir. And then we shifted. We got back to second going into – we shifted back to second going into turn one. And then we ended up three wide with Andrew, I think, on top and Tucker Yance on top and Myers in the middle.
Oh, my God.
And then I either got loose or somebody hit me, and we ended up sliding up into Mr. Terry.
Oh, no, really? How? What kind of damage happened there?
I think it cracked the fender right on top, and I think it knocked our toe out like half an inch.
Well, can I ask you as a driver to go through that? I mean, this was not a normal race at Sunny South Raceway. I mean, you had the Nationals. You had people all over the nation, the best in the nation, which already raced there. Obviously, as you heard Joe McArdle, one and two are the local guys that you race with over there. What was the competition like, and how was the camaraderie between the teams?
It was tough. Nobody was giving nobody else nothing.
Oh, really? Not at all? Really?
Side by side.
Wow.
Not even Andrew. We went thinking that first race ended up, oh, no, there was a caution. And Andrew started inside of me, and I was thinking, oh, man, he's going to let me in. So I get up there, he raced me for like two laps, and I was on the outside.
And your dad is sweating the whole time, I guarantee. He's like, boys! Well, let me ask you, how did you finish up the night?
Well, we finished the first race, I think, in seventh. And then we ended up finishing the last race. We passed a whole bunch of people. And I think the very last pass, coming to the checkered flags, actually, we were getting lapped by Pilato, and there was another truck in front of us. We were racing.
Right.
Well, we were going up there, and Pilato was right behind me, and Mom was like, come on, you need to get out of his way. And I was like, no, in the driver's meeting, it says that you need to hold your line, they'll pass you. Well, once we did that, that red truck up top moved up for Pilato. Well, I followed Pilato right under him. I was like, well, if you're going to give it to him, then I'll go with you.
Hell, that's awesome.
So we ran right behind Pilato and got the checkered flag and ended up fifth.
That is great. It's your first national event. Now, you're done with the Pro Challenge trucks now. You do have the Superstock. Do you have plans for the Snowball Derby? Are you guys going to play with that idea, or what's next for you guys in racing? Are you guys done until the next season?
I think we're done until the next season. Okay. We don't quite have the money to run Snowball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll be out there with Mike Garvey and Chris Davidson, though.
Yeah, and those guys are great, and they helped you out quite a bit, too, this year. Let me ask you, who has helped you out at the track? And you've got sponsors that have helped out? How can we get you more sponsors, too?
We have Veterans Drilling, Russell Graphics, the United States Fire Department. We're partnered with the United States Fire Department Racing. And we've had a whole bunch of help at that. Billy's helped us a lot. Billy Elmore Sr. Helped us a lot. Jeremy Ray was out there last race. Mike Garvey helps a lot when he can on our trucks. And actually, last race with the Superstock, one of Chris's members helped us. We changed the spring and went out there and actually ran with the pack the whole race.
Oh, so it's great. Yeah, but I think it's funny that during a national event, those guys won't even look at you. They won't even talk to you. That's awesome. Well, Dave, I appreciate what you do with the USFD Racing. You guys have always been very vocal. You've got a lot of giveaways from the United States Fire Department at each track that you guys race at, and some pretty cool fire extinguishers, and you'll probably do that into next year, too. But I just say I think it's awesome that you guys are on the same team with me and what you guys do. You guys are a great team, a great racing family. I look forward to seeing you. I know you'll be down there at the Derby. So come by that number 5 pit and say hey, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. That's Dave Nolan. And again, these guys really put on a great show last night at Sunny South Raceway. Now, we've got to do the dirt thing, give the dirt boys their due, and we can do that. Deep South Speedway, they crowned their champions last weekend. J-Well standing by, and then NASCAR and IndyCar still with Matt Weaver from SBN Nation. So hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kate on FM Talk 106.5. And I tell you what, there's still so much to cover. Matt Weaver with SB Nation scheduled to be on. Kevin Harvick gets his first pole in Kansas since 2006, so it's good to have him there. IndyCar news. Again, if you haven't heard, well, this is interesting. The inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis. The inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis coming up May 10th. What they're trying to do is build more excitement. So if you are at the studio, now listen, if you come to Mobile, find me in my studio where I'm at Airport 65. If you could tell me, and you're the first person out there at 9 o'clock, what the name is of the brand new race at the Indianapolis 500 Speedway during the month of May, I'm going to give you two tickets to Bayfest today and tomorrow, and VIP passes for some food and beverages for Sunday. So we'll go ahead and try to... Oh, what's that? Now, Jay, you can't play.
Oh.
You can't.
I'll be right there.
No, you can't play.
I think I can make it in 28 minutes.
You know what? You're a driver. I know you could. Hey, good morning. You know, we finished up a great season of racing at Deep South Speedway, and really every track promoter had to fight the rain. But what's great about the dirt, a little rain doesn't hurt. And you guys were actually able to do a lot more of the racing. You didn't have to cancel as much as some of the asphalt speedways in the area. And you guys really had a great night of champions last Saturday.
Yeah, we should. It was a great finish to a testing season. Let's just put it that way. As I said the other day, I don't envy any area promoter, especially on a weekend like this. You know, what do you do? It could be a hurricane, could be a tropical storm, could be a rain shower. You know, but you have to make that decision in a timely and responsible manner. Not so much for the fans. Believe me, fans are like number two, and I know they hate to hear that, but. Yeah. You know, it's the racers, man. These guys, especially like what's going on at Mobile this weekend, it's a makeup date already.
Yeah.
You know, there's already been thousands of dollars spent going to the track. And, you know, do you tell them guys, yeah, come again, and you probably won't get to race? Or, you know, so what do? You just spin around. You try to see where Jim Cantore is.
Yeah, he's down here.
So it's a tough gig, man. Mother Nature has not been a friend this year at all.
Well, let's talk about last weekend, because actually we got the racing in, and we'll start off with one of my favorite classes, the Stingers. And those guys are always fun to go out there and watch and race. And, well, there was no doubt that you guys had a great run. I actually had 8 cars out there. Yeah, a pretty scary wreck, though, between, I think it was Stephanie Caraway, and if I'm not mistaken, the 48 of Brandon Allen?
No, it was the 5 of Travis Allen.
His
brother, that's right. The 5 car, yeah. And that's where the whole mix-up came. Mm-hmm. It was the 5 car. We're not sure at that point if it was Brandon or Travis, or if Brandon got in the car after that, or what happened, what went on there. Brandon wound up the champion.
Yes.
His 48 car experienced some trouble during intermission while they were filming the Sweet Home Alabama episode.
Yeah.
Apparently he got in the car, didn't tell track officials, or he said he got in the car before the feature. Whatever happened, and it was fine if he had got in the car, as Kyle did in the modified, we'll talk about in a minute, but he didn't notify track officials before doing that, so he was disqualified. Stephanie, unfortunately, in that wreck, took her out.
Ooh.
Had she gone on and won that race, she would have been the champion by 4 points.
Wow.
But, as it is, she closed a giant leap on that gap, but just not enough. So Brandon was the champion, and Stephanie Caraway, an amazing young lady with an amazing family, wound up second.
Yeah, and again, her story is awesome, and I say it about every time we talk about her, but her and her dad were just fans at the beginning of the year, last part of last year, and they were watching, and I think she looked up and said, Dad, I want to race one of those, and man, I'm glad they did, because she's been on the show, she's done great this year, and I think she's a role model for a lot of the girls around here.
Oh, yeah, it's great, and what better thing to do for a family? There's been a couple of them out there now. For a family to race together and spend time together during the week working on the car, and, you know, just the excitement it generates in the house. I remember when I was a young lad, way back when the dinosaurs roamed the earth, my father and I did that same thing. And, man, there's no better feeling than to grow up and share that kind of experiences with your father.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Bombers. Again, that class, obviously close to me, because that's what we race on, that asphalt thing. But they pretty much had a good race. But again, the guy who won the championship took it all the way to the top, too.
Yeah, Richie Brasmer. And what a guy. I talked to him this week a little bit, because I did a couple of little write-ups real quick. And Richie, as big of a lead as he had and as big of a win as it was for the championship, he was disappointed. Not only because the first car he ran, the Mike Tobias car, got wrecked and destroyed, basically, but because he came there with a mission. He wanted to sweep the season. He wanted to win every race, and he wanted to win the championship. And he did do the championship. He got the championship, but he didn't sweep every feature, and he was a little disappointed with that. And to me, that's a racer. Any race car driver that can look anybody else in the eye and says, I think we're good enough to run second or third or top 5 today should be fired. You know, I mean, if you don't think you're good enough to win, what are you doing there? If the car's not good enough, you should be. That's your job.
Yeah. And I tell you what, those guys have come together as a pretty strong team. Now, let's talk about what you saw this year at the track before we continue. There was the open wheel modifieds, which are also great. There was great battle between Nathan Ingersoll and Kyle Witowski. Now, Kyle did everything he could, but here they are coming out of turn four, and I saw a puff of smoke during one of the races, and that almost, I mean, there was a lot of drama last Saturday night, and that almost did him in, essentially.
Yeah, well, it did in the that was
ooh, yeah.
That was another one of those. That was Kyle's primary car. It got wrecked in that big wreck during the topless modified race. They went to a backup car for a couple races. That's where he lost the points lead to Nathan, because Nathan is always strong, so you can't ever miss a beat when he's right behind you. And then they got their primary car back together for the last race of the year. But, you know, unfortunately, when you're thrashing like that, putting something back together, you know, you may miss tightening something, or something may just not be up to the task. And it sounds like it was an oil line that just didn't make make the whole night. So Kyle, of course, jumped in the 11 car, I believe it was.
Yep, the orange one.
And, you know, an unfamiliar car. You saw he had to stop on the front straightaway, readjust the belts, the wheel. And it just didn't work out for him where he could finish ahead of Nathan. And again, talk about excitement. That car ended
his
up breaking down. Kyle goes to the pits. Nathan breaks down, goes to the infield, wins the championship from the infield.
Yeah, as Kyle has a broke down car and he gets it back out to finish one lap. And, it was that close. But, I mean, at the end of the night, he would have had to win and Nathan be a little bit further back. So, Nathan earned it, and he's excited to have his other championship. One more breath. Street stocks really quick. Ronnie Vick and Wayne Gunn put on a show this year. Ronnie Vick takes the lead and the win.
Yeah, Ronnie Vick, a strong competitor, car built by Bobby Ingersoll, Nathan's brother, who's another fixture in motorsports around the area, and a lot of help from Inshore Realty, Robertsdale, and Jerry Shane Heating and Air Conditioning, and Ronnie Vick, of course, a fine wheelman. His family been in motorsports in the area for quite a while, and comes off with the win. Looked like he was off to a little bit of a slow start in the feature. Was he just being smart? Was he actually having some handling problems? Only he'll know, and I don't think he'll ever tell. So, you know, whatever happened, he ended up in the lead and kept the point over Wayne Gunn and did a fine job.
Well, we've got to run because we've still got to talk some NASCAR and IndyCar, but I think it's been great to have you on the show, Jay, and Deep South Speedway has been a fixture here at on the Gulf Coast, and I know they'll be back again next year, and we're excited to hopefully partner with them again.
Yeah, man, it was great having you out there, and I look forward to talking to you next year.
All right, there you go. Jay Wells wrapping it up from Deep South Speedway. And hang on now, we're going national. Matt Weaver with SB Nation standing by, and we're going to talk about some NASCAR, IndyCar, and he's at Martinsville for a late model race. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, congratulations to all the champions that we've talked about. To Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway, Jay Wells from Deep South Speedway, Tim Bryant with Five Flag Speedway, and Mobile International Speedway. Remember what I was telling you. If you want Bayfest tickets, be at the studio at WAVH in about 6 or 7, 8 minutes. And if you can tell me the name of that Indianapolis 500 race, not the big speedway, but the new one, the road course one that Matt Weaver's about to tell us about, well, guess what? We've got tickets for you for Bayfest today and tomorrow, and VIP passes. And again, sorry, you're in Martinsville. You can't play, Matt.
I think I've got a pretty good consolation prize here in Martinsville.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, thanks for coming on board, and you're on tour. I mean, you're all over the place. You're going to be going to Charlotte, up to Winchester, we were talking about, and again, back on the Gulf Coast for the Derby. But SB Nation, you guys do a great job out there. You've got some great reporting on all sports. You're handling today late model racing, a little bit different than what we're used to on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, this is a little bit different than the stuff that I'm used to working on with the Southern Super Series or Super Late Models. I'm actually at Martinsville Speedway, awesome. race22.com, for the big NASCAR late model race at Martinsville Speedway. They have the late model stock cars, which is the straight rail version of the late model, as opposed to our perimeter rail late models. Mm-hmm. And this is really their big race of the season. This is their chance to race on the NASCAR track at Martinsville after running their full season on places like Bowman Gray and Motor Mile and South Boston. And it's $26,000 to win.
Wow.
And really, it's just their showcase event.
Well, that's awesome, and that's going to be cool. And you can, again, go to SBNation.com. I know we're limited on time because we went long with everyone else, so I want to hit a lot real quick. NASCAR, Kansas, rain might be a factor, maybe not, but how about Kevin Harvick getting his first pole since 2006?
Yeah, it seems like rain is an issue every single weekend for the Sprint Cup Series, especially in this chase so far. But it's a big coup for Kevin Harvick, and I'll tell you why it's a big win for Kevin Harvick. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who's sitting, you know, tied for fourth in the standings with Jeff Gordon. He needs a breakout signature race this weekend to really, you know, get closer to the top three who have separated themselves, and that, of course, is Matt Kenseth and Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch.
Right.
And so, you know, winning the pole yesterday and setting himself up for a good race on Sunday is exactly what that team needs. Now, I still think it's a three-man race. I still think the chase comes down to those three guys, but if they do stumble somewhere along the line over the next 7 weeks, you need to have a good race to capitalize on it. And going out and winning the pole, having a fast car, Kevin Harvick, you know, he's the closer, so can he close in on this championship? We're going to find out.
That's true. That's a good. I forgot that was his nickname. IndyCar News, I'm from Indianapolis. My dad lives across the street from Turn 1, so I'm a big fan. And when I heard A.J., first of all, A.J. Foyt says, stupid idea, not going to work, no one's going to race it. Now, there's a new race. Here it is, the inaugural Grand Prix of Indianapolis, May 10th, 2014. Trying to bring back the glory days of Indianapolis, trying to make it more of a long month event. Your thoughts on bringing IndyCars to a new, refurbished road course?
Yeah, you know, I'm not much of a traditionalist. I love IndyCar. I have fallen in love with the Speedway,
yep. And
I've fallen in love with the racing over the past, you know, 5 years, but I'm still fairly new to the sport.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone talks about how great the month of May used to be,
yes. And
it's always that caveat, used to be.
Yeah.
And I think having this race, the road course, to open the traditional month of May and to give you a full action-packed month,
oh, yeah. You
know, you start off with a race, and then you end with the 500, I think that is exciting for fans, exciting for the sport. It's very similar to NASCAR, and I know you don't want to set NASCAR as the metric of what we need to do in IndyCar, but it's like when NASCAR starts off their season at Daytona in the shootout or the Sprint Unlimited.
Yeah.
It's a smaller race to serve as a commercial for the 500.
I love it.
Just get the energy and excitement going, and that's exactly what I think Mark Miles, the CEO of Holman & Company, is trying to do with this race on the road course at IMS.
Well, I tell you, I hate to do it. We're out of time, and boy, you did great. You gave us three big old stories that you can find on SBNation.com. How can we keep track of you on the weekends that you're traveling?
Yeah, you know, because I'm all over the place and I write so many different outlets, the best way to get a hold of my content and who I'm writing for this weekend or any other weekend is on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Matt Weaver, SBN, and that is the easiest way to get my opinions, analysis, stories, and when I'm going to be on the radio show next with Derek Kane Long.
Yeah, there you go. Way to plug it, baby. Be safe and enjoy those late models, and we'll see you on the Gulf Coast soon, my friend.
Thanks, Ken.
All right, there you go. Matt Weaver does such a great job with everything that he writes. Great material, too. Hey, that's it. That's all. I hope you had a ball. We'll do it again next weekend. God bless y'all. We'll see you. Be safe. And don't worry about that tropical storm. Nothing's going to happen. Love you, Mom. Bye.